Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamites. And we are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Lamit Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as the Schus Rufu Shalem, Fachabe Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayaleah. So we're moving along in Perek HaShoichet, the second Perek of Maseches Chulin, learning about halachos related to Shechita. We don't take that for granted because there was a rather intense Tumah V'Tahara digression last week when we were not learning about the halachas of Shechita. But as we already did in the last two dafin, which is return to the regular program, we're going to continue with the theme of Perek HaShoichet, Mor Hilchos Shechita, stating that today's daf is a daf that you would expect to find more in Maseches Zvachim than in Maseches Chulin. As we're going to see, a lot of kotchen, a lot of meat and potato digge kotchen, tucked away right here in Chulin daf Lamites. And on that note, Dr. Hilge Mishnah, Ashoichet lo oivet koichavim. If somebody shechts Chulin, foreign oivet koichavim. So somebody is a regular shoichet basar, Chulin, but he's shechting on behalf of a guy. The owner of the animal is an oivet koichavim. Shechitasik sheira, the halach is the shechitas kasha. Rabbi Eliezer poisel, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the shechita is going to be possible. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, not only is the shechita going to be possible if the entire shechita was for an oivet koichavim, but afilu shachta lecha lo oivet koichavim mechatzer kovet shela. Even if the shoichet, the yid, is shechting the animal for himself and for the oivet koichavim, whereas the yid is going to keep all the kosher food, but the eseres hakoved, which is some of the fats that the yid's not allowed to eat, it's only that's going to go to the oivet koichavim. Psula, still it's going to be possible. Why? And this is an explanation of the entire shechitas Rabbi Eliezer. Shestam machsheves oivet koichavim la'avodas koichavim. It's because the machshava of a guy, any single time he shechts, even chulin, is that he wants the shechita to be l'shem avodah zarah. And if somebody shechts avodah zarah, be it a yid, be it a guy, the thing that was slaughtered is going to be asabana. Gemara Masechta avodah zarah learns it from Pesukim. Rashi quotes the limudim here in the sugya. But being that stam machsheves oivet koichavim avodas koichavim, says Rabbi Eliezer, if someone is shoichet lo oivet koichavim, whether the entire animal is going to be for oivet koichavim or he's only going to get a part such as the chatzar kovet shala, the halach is it's going to be possible. Now, if you think about it, Rabbi Eliezer is saying two chidushim. Number one, he's saying a chidush stam machsheves oivet koichavim avodas koichavim. That's a chiddush we can hear. He's saying a much bigger chiddush. He's saying that even though the oivet koichavim is not the one that's shechting, it's the yid that's shechting. But being that the yid is shechting for the oivet koichavim, there's an idea that if I'm the bailiff of this animal, my machshava matters, and we assume that my machshava, not mine, the oivet koichavim's machshava is la'avodas koichavim, and it's for that reason the halacha is that this carbon is going to be passed. Tanakhama disagrees. Ashoichi lo'evet koichavim shechitasik sheira. But as it relates to shechitas Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be passed. Rabbi Yossi commented. He said, kavuchay madvar. Makes no sense what Rabbi Eliezer just said. Madach, when it comes to kotshin, where machshava's peiselas, machshava's pigol, machshava's chutzim koimoy, machshavas shloi v'shma, all the different machshavas that you find in kachem. Ein hakol hoylech ela acharav oyved. Who's the one that can negatively impact the carbon al yedei machshav? It's the oyved. It's the one that's doing the avoda. So if you're doing the shechita, your machshava matters. But if I'm doing the shechita and somebody else's machshava does is garnish. So makom shein machshava peiselus bechulin. When it comes to shechitas chulin, shalze anu danin. We are machshavas you don't find anywhere have the ability to negatively impact the carbon. Ein oydin. Isn't it so obvious that the only person should be able to negatively impact an animal would be the shoichet himself? So if the shoichet is a yid and the yid's machshav is not going to be for avodah zarah, then there's no way that the oivet koichavim, who's the owner of it, he's going to be the beneficiary of it, whether all of it or part of it, should have the ability to negatively impact the shechita. So says Rabbi Yossi, kal v'chayma hadvarim. It's something that really goes against everything that we know about machshavos in the world of shechitas. And madach by kotchim, where there's a parasha of machshava apiselas, it's davka the oivid, who could have the machshava. It goes without saying that when it comes to chulin, it's going to be the same way. So the Gemara now is obviously going to explain the Mishnah. That's what every Gemara that follows a Mishnah does. And the beer of the Gemara, as we'll see, will be divided into a few different groups. But first things first, when you look at the Mishnah from a high level, the Mishnah is discussing what? The Mishnah is discussing a Yid who shechted chulin on behalf of an Oved Kechav, on behalf of a non-Jew, a pagan. He's somebody that worships some sort of a Getchka. Machlekes Tanon, whether or not one's allowed to eat the meat of this animal or not. He had a kosher shoychet. He followed all the halachas of Maseches Chulin. So you would think it's okay. The issue here is that he shechted on behalf of an Oved Kechav. And if you look at the Mishnah, it sounds like there's three shittas. The Tana Kama introduced the topic by saying, Hashoychet lo'Oved Kechavim shchitasek sheir. Rabbi Eliezer said, Pasul. He even explained himself. Stam machsheves. And then Rabbi Yossi said, I don't understand how it's possible that Reuven does a shchita, and then, it's not Shimon, but some Eini Yehudi goes, and his machshav is going to negatively impact. In other words, he holds, Hashoych lo'iv kechavim shchitas like sheir. So really, the unspoken question that's bothering the Gemara, Betchila Sasugya, is it sounds like just from the names of the Mishnah that there are three shittas, but when you drill down into it, it sounds like there are only two shittas. But if there's three names, there must be three shittas. So we have to figure out what the three shittas are, number one, and number two, what exactly is the machloikis over here, says the Gemara. Hani Tanoi, the first two shittas of the Mishnah, the Tanakama who said, Hashoich lo'ev kechavim shchitasik sheir, and Rabbi Eliezer who was poisal, because tam machsheves oev kechavim laboidus kechavim. Those Tanoim, Islahu the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. Who's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi? He's a famous shita Masechta Zvachim, the Tanya we learned in Ebraiso. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi said, Shamati, I heard Shabbaila Mefaglin, that in the world of Pigel, it's not only the Oyved that could have a Machshavas Pigel, but the Bailim could be Mefagel as well. Okay, so the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer both hold Baila Mefaglin. We have to tease this apart carefully. Miyu stating that, what's the machloikis to Tanakamo and Rabbi Eliezer? Tanakamo saw, but the Tanakamo holds Isha Mine Dechashevin Iloi Lot. Being that Baila Mefaglin, so there is a concept where one person is doing the Shechita and the other person can have the Machshava that's going to negatively impact the Shechita. But it's only if you know for sure that he had that Machshava. So if we would hear, for example, in the case of our Mishnah, that the Oved Kechavim, who's not the Shoichit, but he is the Bailim, said that I want this Shechita to be for my Avodah Zarah, that would be a problem. But Eloi Loi, you know why? Because Tam Machsheves Oved Koichavim Le Avodas Koichavim Loi Aminan. Because the Tanakama doesn't subscribe to this idea that Minastam, we assume for sure the Oved Koichavim has in mind Avodas Koichavim. Rabbi Eliezer, Sav Rabbi Eliezer also holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi and Zvachim, Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim, but he holds Afagaf the Loishamine. Even if we didn't hear Mefurish, where the Bailim said it, or in our Mishnah, where the Oved Kechavim said L'shem Avodas Kechavim. The Chashiv Stam, he just was Chashiv Stam, he didn't say a word. Afilu Hachi Machsheves Oved Kechavim L'Avodas Kechavim Amrina. So, Sai the Tanakama, Sai Rabbi Eliezer, hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosni, Shamati Shabbailim Mefagim. That there's a concept, there's an institution of Ze Oved Ze Mechashe. What then is the Machlokes? The Machlokes is, do you say Stam? Do you say Stam Machsheves Oved Kechavim Avodas Kechavim, or do you not? Rabbi Eliezer clearly said, yeah. The Chachamim say no. But even the Chachamim would be moided to Rabbi Eliezer if we heard, Ishamine, if we know for sure that the Oved Kechavim had a Machshava L'Shem Avodas Kechavim, that would be the Halach. Us, Rabbi Yossi Lameimar, comes again Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, he's Shita number three, and he said, Afagaf Tishamine Dechashev. Even if we heard that he had the Machshava, by the way, just the Lashon, you heard a Machshava, you hear a Machshava, this sounds a lot like the Shita, that all Machshavas and Kachem, you need to speak, it has to be prepared. But either way, Afagaf Tishamine Dechashev, even though we heard the Machshava, Zed Mechashev Vezeh Oved Lo Yaminon, there's no such concept of Zemechash and Zeoivet. Rabbi Yossi holds there's no such thing by Kachem and Kabbal Chaimer, you're not going to have such a thing when it comes to Chulin as well. Either way, what's the first beer in the Mishnah? The first beer in the Mishnah is that there are Taka three Shittas. Three names sort of suggested, three Shittas. Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, it's easy math. There must be three opinions in the Mishnah. What are the three opinions in the Mishnah? The Tanakama holds that if somebody shechts Lo'ivet Kechavim, and the Oved Kechavim has a machshava l'shem avodas kechavim, the halacha is it's going to be off limits based on the fact that this is considered a shechita l'avodas zarah. The Oved himself didn't have the machshava, this doesn't matter. If, however, we didn't hear him say it, the Ovid Kechavim was just standing on the side watching this all play out. We're not going to assume in Hastam they had a machshav l'shnim avodah. Rabbi Eliezer is the second shita. He agrees with the premise that there's an idea that zeh shoychet v'zeh mechashiv, but he takes it a step further. Not a step further in the lumdis of zeh oivet v'zeh mechashiv, but it's a step further in halacha because he has another shita, and that is tam machshavis oivet kechavim is le'avodah kechavim. So even if you didn't hear it, the halacha is it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yossi came, and Rabbi Yossi said that even if you heard it, he's the opposite extreme, it's going to be okay. Kal v'chomer from Kachim, he doesn't hold Shemati Shabbai l'mefaglam. There's no such idea of Zeh Oivev Zeh Mechashim. So what are the three shitas in the Mishnah? Hashoich Eloivik Echom, Shchitas Ekshera, that's the Tanakamim in Hastam. Rabbi Eliezer Poisel, that's if he spoke it out, and even min hastam. Amar Rabbi Yosi, kal v'chomer advarim, even if he spoke it out, and certainly min hastam, the halacha is, it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara. This was the first Lishna in terms of what exactly the three shitas in the Mishnah are, and what exactly they're arguing about. Ikid Amri, others said, the shamine de chasha pligi. The machlik is between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, the first two shitas in the Mishnah, is talking about not in a case of Minastan. That was the explanation in the first Lishna of the Gemara. But rather, where we know for sure that the Oved Kechavim had a Machshava L'Shem Avodas Kechavim. What's the Shaila? Tanakhama, so the Tanakhama holds that it's true, Shamati Shabbai L'Mafaglim, but Ki Amrina Zeh Mechashav Zeh Oved. When do we say Zeh Mechashav Zeh Oved? Hanimilu B'fnim. That's only when it comes to the Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Avo B'chutz, when it comes to Chulin, Loi. And you know why? B'chutz. Mipnim, layafina, we don't learn chutz mipnim. So it's true there's such a concept of shamati shabai l'mafaglim, that's a kachim de galocha. But this is chutz, this is avik zara, this is chulin. Over here you don't have such a halacha. For us, Rabbi Eliezer Lemeim, Rabbi Eliezer came and he said, yalfina chutz mipnim. Then no, the halacha is that we do learn chutz mipnim. And therefore, if you heard it, the halacha is that it's gonna be possible. And by the way, even if you didn't hear it, it's gonna be possible, Zak Rashi, because those are the words Rabbi Eliezer has in the Mishnah. Stam machsheves over kachavim lavoydes kachavim. V'as Rabbi Yosi lemeim. But what sheet does Rabbi Yosi? Afilu b'fnim nami. That not only b'chutz do we say there's no such idea of ze oyved v'ze mechashiv, but even b'fnim ze mechashiv v'ze oyved lo yamrinam, because he does not subscribe to the idea of shamati shabai l'mafad. So what's the second lishna of the Gemara? Second lishna of the Gemara is again, Sai the Tanakam and Sai Rabbi Eliezer hold Shamati Shabbai L'mafaglim. And that's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Tanakam, Rabbi Eliezer, the first two shittas in Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, even by Kachim, there's no idea of Zeh Mechashav Zeh Oved. He doesn't agree with the idea of Shamati Shabbai L'mafaglim. Okay, but what is the Machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer? The Machloikis is not where it was Stam, do you say Stam Machsheves, Oved Kechavim, Oved Kechavim, Oved. The Machloikis is even when you heard. The machlekes is whether there's an idea of ze oivev ze mechashev bachutz, just like there is bifnim or not. Tanakama says there is not. And therefore, even if you heard mefurish, the oivev kechavim scream, mamish from the rooftops, that I want this shechita to be l'shem avodah zarah. Well, if you wanted it to be l'shem avodah zarah, you should have brought a knife and you should have shechted it. The fact that you hired me, ain't shlich l'dvar avera, you're out of business. This is not something that you're able to do. And therefore, even again, if you heard him say it, the halacha is it's going to be okay. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He holds that just like Shabbat Shabbai L'mafaglim, when it comes to Kachim, so too it's going to be true b'chutz. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Eliezer also has a shita of Stam Machsheves Oivik Kechavim La'avidus Kechavim, and being that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even in Astam we assume he's Mechashiv, and he holds that the concept of Shabbat Shabbai L'mafaglim is true b'chutz, just like it's true b'fnim. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's always going to be possible. Okay, so what are the three shitas then? Let's read the Mishnah. According to the Ikka the Amri, Hashoichet lo'ovik kechavim shchitas ekshev. In all cases, whether we heard him, whether we didn't hear him, because there's no such thing that I shechted and your mechashiv say the Tanakama b'chutz. I know it's true b'fnim, but it's not true because Rabbi Eliezer, place Rabbi Eliezer says no, there is such a thing. And by the way, even if you didn't hear him say a word, shastam machsheves ovik kechavim lavoidus kechavim. Rabbi Yosi heard the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer arguing, and one thing he saw they were in agreement with. And that is that when it comes to Pnim, Shamati Shabbai L'mafaglim, Amr Rabbi Yosi, Kavuchay Ma'advarim, this conversation is dead on arrival. Because Madach by Kachim, there's no such concept. Certainly when it comes to Chulin, there's going to be no such concept as well. If you notice, there's so many ways you can compare and contrast the two Lashonos of the Gemara. I mean, obviously, Pashim Shana and the Mishnah, how you learn, if you were learning Mishnayos today, so the Bitu Mahalchim, how exactly you learn the Mishnah. But if you notice, the two Lashonos are all in the Tanakam. In both Lashonos, Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's a concept of Zeh Oyved, V'zeh Mechashev, by Kachim and by Chulin, and even in Astam, we say Stam Achshev Es Oyved Kechavim La'Oyved Es Kechavim. In both Lashonis of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, there's no such thing of Zeh Oyved V'zeh Mechashev, not Bechutz, and not even Bifnim. And it's for that reason, whether we heard him say it or we didn't hear him say it, there's no question in the world it's going to be kosher. The two Lashonis are manifest all in the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. According to the first Lishna, the Tanna Kamma holds that Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim Bifnim and Bachutz, but only B'deshamine, because the whole Yisoid of Shita Satana Kama is that we don't say Stam Achshev Es Oyved Kechavim La'Avodas Kechavim. It's a Hilchas Avodah Zarah D'Gechidish, which obviously manifests itself very much in Masechtas Chulin. According to the second Lishna, the Tanna Kamma holds that Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim, but it's only true Bifnim, it's never true Bechutz. So the Tzadashova between the two Lashonis in the Tanna Kamma is the Tanna Kamma, both Lashonis hold Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim. Right? That's clear in both Lashonis. The Shaila is, does it translate to Chutz or does it not translate to Chutz? That is the Machloikas between the two Lashonis. Just one Geshmak to think, because when you learn Zvachim, so again, the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Shamati, Shabbat, and Lefaglin is a Bavus Teshita, and it sounds like the sheet of a Yochid. But here we see clearly the Tanna Kamma and the Mishnah Chul and Daflamet Chasam Abeis. It's also the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, because really that emerged according to both Lashonis of the Gemara. That side the Tanna Kamma and side Rabbi Eliezer of the opinion of Shamati, Shabbat, and Lefaglin, this is not such a far-fetched Shita as we might have thought it is, because of this kachim de gesug you tucked away in Perek HaShoychet of Mesechtes Chuen. Either way, moving along. Zok de Gemara. Itmar HaShoychet Es HaBehema Lizroi G'doma L'Avoydes Kechavim. No, as Meret Shoyn Abyssal Fin Avoydes Zara. So the Gemara does what it does. If somebody shechts a behema and he did it with a machshava to do the zrika l'avodas kecham, or the hakter chalav l'avodas kecham, or he did it with a machshava to be makter the chalavim l'avodas zara. So let's get the case clear. Somebody did a shechita, not l'shem avodah zara. Did a shechita l'shem shechita schulin. Did a shechita l'shem the kreisa, right? He wants to eat, and that's why he's doing a shechita. Stating that, he says, you know something? Instead of taking the dam, ala aret tishpechenu kamayim, kisi adam, whatever, I'm going to take the dam and I'm going to do a zrika l'shem avodah zara. This is my opportunity to lose my whole olam haba. This is what he decided he wants to do. Or he's going to take the chalavim, which he's not going to eat anyways, and he's going to put it on the grill, he's going to be makter at l'reach nechayach to some getchka. So if somebody went ahead, he did the shechita with a machshava l'avodah zara, but the punchline of the case is that he's not doing the shechita l'shem avodah zara. He's doing the shechita with a machshava to do an avodah with this animal l'shem avodah zara. Or the zrika, or the aktaras chalav. Rabbi Yochanan Mabsula. Rabbi Yochanan says that the halach is this shechita is going to be possible. It's considered a shechita l'shem avodah zara. And even though the shechita wasn't done l'shem avodah zara, but the shechita was done amenas to do a zrika or a haktar l'shem avodah zara, that's considered a shechita l'avodah zara. Rabbi Shimon Amakash Amu Tars Shalkash says Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan Mabsula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible mechashvin me'avodah l'avodah, because you can have a machshava while you're doing one avodah to do another avodah b'psul, and that's going to be considered a machshava apiselas. Meaning, we don't say that the only time a machshava could render an avodah b'psul is if the machshava was that the avodah that I'm doing should be done by b'psul. If I do an avodah with a machshava even to do another avodah b'psul, that also is going to be an issue. Explain this a little bit better. If I'm not doing an avodah and I have a machshava that I'm going to do an avodah, which avodah is called, that's nothing. I have to be doing an avodah in order to create a machshava apiselas, but doesn't have to be that avodah. As long as I'm doing an avodah, now a machshava to do even a different avodah, l'shem avodah zara, that's going to be an issue. And how do I know that? Says Rabbi Yochanan, v'yalfinon chutz mipnim. It's because we learn shechita schulin, shechita avodas kechavim from pnim, from the shechita that was done in the Beis Hamikdash. So what do you see in the shechita of the Beis Hamikdash? Mechashva me'avodah l'avodah. So tzok tehilig Rashi. You know what you see it? You see it by every machshavas pigel. Well, not every machshavas pigel, but you see it by some of the machshavas pigel. What's machshavas pigel? If somebody does one of the dalet avodas, almanas to eat the basa chutzas mani chutzim koymei, to be makter the emurim chutzas mani chutzim koymei, to do the zrika, even the shvichas shirayim chutzas mani chutzim koymei. If somebody does a shchita, almanas to do a zrika chutzas mani chutzim koymei, or almanas to do an aktara. If you think about it, you're really being machashav l'avodah. I didn't do the shchita with a machshavah chutzas mani. I did the shchita with
A machshava to do the zrika or the aktorah chusas marichus mkoyma. So you see that when it comes to pnim, there's a concept of mechashma avoy lavoy. It's like Rav Yechon, just like you find it. Bachutz, but pnim, so too it's going to be true. Bachutz is what? Shlokish. He says muteres. He says that if somebody is shaykhir behem, alizrik tam lavoy this kechavim, hakta chavim lavoy this kechavim, it's going to be muter. Why? Because in mechashma avoy lavoy, there's no such thing as me mechash avoy lavoy. I befnim, when it comes to pigle, yeah. It's because Rish Lakish holds that there's no such thing as learning chutzmitim. So we have machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Mechashve me'avoda l'avoda, or ein mechashve me'avoda l'avoda. Rabbi Yechon holds mechashve me'avoda l'avoda. Rish Lakish holds ein mechashve me'avoda l'avoda. So I'm thinking, this machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, is really l'shita. It's like the itmar, shachta l'shma, this is r'tama sholei l'shma. If somebody does a shchita l'shma, meaning he did a shchita and he did it with the right kavanas, but he did it with the machshava to do the zrika shaloi b'shma. So he's doing the shchita, he did that perfectly. But while he was doing the shchita perfectly, he had a mind to do the zrika shaloi b'shma. Rabbi Yechon psula, Reish Lakish amakshera. Nachman Rabbi Yechon psula. Rabbi Yechon says it's possible mishchashve me'avoda l'avoda. He holds mechashve me'avoda l'avoda. V'gamrina mimachshav es pichol. So here we don't say gamrina chutz mipnim because we're dealing with Pnimi pnim. But we learn the laws of machshava shalei lishma from the laws of machshava spigel. And just like when it comes to pigel, there's a concept of mechashva me'avoida l'avoida. When it comes to shalei lishma, there's also a concept of mechashva me'avoida l'avoida. Rav Shimon Lakish amakshera. Rav Shimon Lakish says it's kosher. In mechashva me'avoida l'avoida. Because you can't be mechashva me'avoida l'avoida. V'loi gamrinim machshava spigel. You can't learn from machshava spigel. In other words, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish regarding asheichet nisabehim elizrak tamal veitz chamal hakte chamal avoidus kechavin. Rabbi Yochanan said pasul mechashva me'avoida l'avoida. And Rish Lakish said, "Muteres im mechashav avoda l'avoda is mamish l'shitasayu." In another case, where somebody was shachta l'shma, this is rikdamish loy l'shma. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasay, who holds mechashav avoda l'avoda, says psula. Rish Lakish l'shitasay, who holds im mechashav avoda l'avoda, says ksheir. It's going to be kasha. Says the Gemara v'tzricha. And I needed Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish to argue in both of those cases. I mean, even though l'shitasay, you could have thought that it's so l'shitasay. Why do we need both cases? Why did Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish have to argue by Ashleich Tzavim Lizrak Tama Vedis Kechavim Chabal Vedis Kechavim and again Shacht Lishma Lizrak Tama Shaloi Lishma? Isn't it mamish the same Achleikis? Rabbi Yechon holds Mechash Me'avayda La'avayda, Rish Lakish holds Ein Mechash Me'avayda La'avayda. Argue in one case and I'll know the other case as well. The Gemara says it's not the case. It mar baha, because had I only had the first Machleikis, if somebody shechted a behema shchita schulin al menas to do the zrika the haktara v'shem avayda zara. And I would have known over there that Rabbi Yochanan holds, yeah, and Rish Lakish holds, no. I would have said, "Baha, come on, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, maybe it's Afko, but the Rish Lakish holds that what? That ein mechash me'avoida l'avoida mishum dechutz mipnim le'yalfinon." Because even though you find b'fnim, by pigle, the concept of mechash me'avoida l'avoida, maybe it's only true b'fnim, maybe it's not true b'chutz. Right, you can be mechalik between pnim mechutz. See, the first part of today's daf, avol pnim mipnim, but when it comes to having a machshava, shaloi l'shma, while you're doing a different enough avoda. So I'm doing a shchita and having in mind to do this rika shaloi l'shma. Amy, moida leila Rabbi Yochanan. I would have thought that maybe over there Rish Lakish is moida to Rabbi Yochanan, that mechashve me avoda l'avoda, because yalfinon pnim mi pnim. Ve'i itmar bahach. But, and had I only known the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish as it relates to shaloi l'shma, so it's true as in relates to Shitas Rish Lakish, I would know everything I need to know. Because Madach Rish Lakish holds lo yalfinam pnim mi pnim regarding mechash me'avoda l'avoda, certainly lo yalfinam chutz mi pnim. Aber, I wouldn't know Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. I would have thought that he come Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe the only time Rabbi Yochanan knows mechash me'avoda l'avoda is when it's pnim mi pnim. Aber b'hab, when it comes to the chutz mi pnim, emi moidel or Shimon Lakish, I would have thought he's moidel or Shimon Lakish. Three times, for that reason, we had to know this halacha in both of these cases. The bottom line is, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, some eshtemal and some tzveitemal. Mechashven me'avoida l'avoida, ein mechashven me'avoida l'avoida. Rabbi Yochanan holds mechashven me'avoida l'avoida. Reish Lakish holds ein mechashven me'avoida l'avoida. What are the cases? The cases are a chulindige case and a zvachindige case. The chulindige case is where somebody was shechting chulin and he had in mind to do a zrika or a haktara l'shem avoida zar. Rabbi Yochanan holds mechashve me'avoda l'avoda. I could have a bad machshava about the zrika while I'm doing the shechita. And therefore it's considered a shechita l'shem avodah zarah, which is Yisurei Hana. Reish Lakish holds ein mechashvin me'avoid l'avoid. If while he was doing the shechita, he would have in mind that the shechita should be l'shem avodah zarah, that'd be a problem. If he did a zrika and had in mind it should be l'shem avodah zarah, it would be a problem. But you did a shechita and you had in mind to do the zrika, ein mechashvin me'avoid l'avoid. The other case, the zvachim diga case, is where somebody was doing a shechita. He did a lishma, but he had in mind to do the zrika shalei lishma. Rabbi Yechonos mechash me'avoid l'avoid. This is going to be a problem. Reish Lakish holds ein mechash me'avoid l'avoid. The shechita was fine. Oh, b'shas the shechita, he had in mind to do the zrika. Al zeh ne'emar ein mechash me'avoid l'avoid. What emerged from the Gemara is that there's a case that everybody agrees as mechash me'avoid l'avoid. That's a deraisa diga case, and that is the case of pigel. Not every case of pigel, but the cases of pigel where somebody did one of the avoidas al menas to be makdeh the chalavim, or to do the zrika, the halacha is, if you had in mind to do it chutzas mani, chutzim kalmi, it's going to be a machshavas pigel, even though it's mechash me'avoid l'avoid. So for sure, there is a case in the Torah that is rooted in the lungus of a mechash me'avoid l'avoid. The question is, could we apply it, or could we not apply it? And really, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that you could apply it to the extreme, and Reish Lakish's sheet is that you cannot apply it to the extreme. Rabbi Yochanan, you can apply it to zvachim, that's not so extreme. Meaning, just like a shechit al manas to do the zrika chutzal zman chutzal kaimer, so to a shechit al manas to do the zrika shloi l'shmat, that's not such a leap. But you can go even further than that. Even a shechit schulin al manas to do the zrika l'shem avi the zara, which is chutz mipnim, even then you can apply. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I see pigel and I'm going to apply it all the way to the right. And Reish Lakish says, just the opposite. I see the world 180 degrees from the Heilige Rebbe. I think I see this and I'm applying it nowhere or all the way to the left. Zero. It's true there's a concept in Pigel of Mechashma Me'avoida La'avoida, but it's only true there. Shechita Amanazrika, Kabbalah Amanazrika. Yeah, that, yes. But to go ahead and say a Shechita L'shma, Amanazadu Azrika Shalai L'shma, no. And certainly no, in the event that you would go ahead and you would say that I'm doing a Shechita Shchul and Amanaz to do Azrika L'shem Avoida Zkecha. Zok to Gemar. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha. And the Kasha Rav Sheshes asked was from our Mishnah, which is why we're having this conversation right now. And as we'll see, the kasha that Rav Sheshes is going to ask is a kasha sai on Rabbi Yochanan and sai on Reish Lakish. So when you're learning Gemara in real time, so you have a machlokes amira, machlokes tanam, and then you see a isvi and a masiv. So you have to hold cheshbon. We're asking a kasha on this mandam and that mandam. Every tashma, who's it a kasha? Sometimes the Gemara flip flops. Sometimes it's done in a very sequential way. This kasha, you don't have to look. This is a kasha sayin Rabbi Yochanan sayin Reish Lakish. Most of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, that's the kasha from Munzer Mishnah. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. It's a geshmak kasha. Rabbi Yossi heard what the Tana Kama and Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah with regards to a sheichet lo oivet koichavim, not la avoidus koichavim, lo oivet koichavim. And then the shaila was if the oivet koichavim can have a machsheva l'shem avoidus koichavim. So Rabbi Yossi heard the whole shmooze between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Eliezer, and he made the following comment. He said, "Kal v'chayim advan l'churit." There's a basic kal v'chayim to be had over here. Umah, but makom shemachshava peisalos b'mukdasha. Madachin kachem. Where there's a concept of machshava pasi in akol hilachil achara oivet. You go pasi the oivet because Rabbi Yosi does not hold shemati shabayim mafagim. So makom shemachshava peisalos b'chulim. When it comes to chulim, where machshava does a pasi in adin shleih akol hilachil achara shoychid, then certainly it should be totally in the shoychid. Says the Gemara. Rav Sheshes is talking. Ma im machshava peisalos b'chulim. What did Rabbi Yosi and the Mishnah mean when he said that by kachim there's an idea of machshava peiselas, but by chulim there's no such thing? Did he mean what I think we thought he meant? And that is, when it comes to chulim, there's no such concept of a machshava peiselas. He couldn't have meant that. You know why? Because we're not talking about regular machshavas psulis. We're talking about a machshava l'shem avodah zarah. And there's no question, we learn it in a sugya in Masechtas Avodah Zarah from a pasuk, "Vayitzamdu l'baal par, vayoichlu mizifchei mesim," that there's a concept of a machshava l'shem avodah zarah rendering a shechita schum in a problem. In other words, "Ela zvichel v'zichacham in the mitzvah, hechem shkachasal." How are you going to have a shechita l'shem avodah zarah that halacha is going to be true? Ela pshita. This is not an ela. This is ela pshita. It has to be that Yosi doesn't mean what we thought he meant when we read the Mishnah in real time. So what did he mean? He must have meant me avoid la avoid. Whoa. For hachi kama and azoy daf min leinen shitas Rabbi Yosi. This is what he said. Umah ben mokim shemachshava peiselas ben muktoshim me avoid la avoid. Einakol hoylech elachra oivet. Madoch kotshe. which has a chumra in the world of machshava, and that is you can be mechashev me'avoida la'avoida. Still, the halach is einah kol hoylech elachar avoida, because you don't say shamati shabai lemefaglim samokoyim she'im machshava peiselus bechulim me'avoida la'avoida. When it comes to chulin, even though there is a concept of machshava peiselus, machshava l'shem avoida zara, but not me'avoida la'avoida, elu ba'is avoida. The only time you can have the machshava is ba'is avoida. Ain't it din shleihei l'chachar ha'sheichin? Then certainly it should be hakol hoy l'chachar ha'sheichin. But what's the bottom line? Says the Gemara. What do you see from Rabbi Yosi? You see from Rabbi Yosi that when it comes to kachin, there's a concept of mechashve me'avoida la'avoida. When it comes to chulin, avoida zara, there's no concept of mechashve me'avoida la'avoida. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, pnim kashal Rish Lakish, chutz kashal Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a kashin sign Rish Lakish, say a kashin Rabbi Yochanan. So pashat. We said, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and mechashve me'avoida la'avoida, and mechashve me'avoida la'avoida, is from sea to shining sea. It's minakotz ala kotz. That's why we set it up like this. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're always saying mechashve me'avoida la'avoida. Side by kotzin, side by chulin. Hashoychet, as a behem of Israel, tomal avoida, skechavin, mechashve me'avoida la'avoida. Shachta lishma, Israel, tomal shaloi lishma, mechashve me'avoida la'avoida. One is chulin, the other is kotzin. You always say mechashve me'avoida la'avoida. Rish Lakish holds just the opposite. Hashoychet, as a behem of Israel, tomal avoida, skechavin, muteres shachta l'shma lizrak tamar shloy l'shma ksheda, because you never say mechashu me'avoida la'avoida. In Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, you see that you cut the baby in half, because Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah say that when it comes to kachin mechashu me'avoida la'avoida, and when it comes to chulin ain't mechashu me'avoida la'avoida. That's the whole setup of Rabbi Yosi's kavuchim. Ma the kachin with mechashu me'avoida la'avoida, there's no din shemati shabai l'mefaglin. Certainly by chulin we ain't mechashu me'avoida la'avoida, there's not going to be a din shemati shabai l'mefaglin. But the bottom line is, shitas Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah is that whether you're mechashu me'avoida la'avoida or not is totally whether it's chulin or it's kachin. It's kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan, it's kasha l'Rish Lakish. Pnim is kasha l'Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds even b'pnim there's no halacha of mechash me'avoida la'avoida. From the Mishnah you see by pnim, yeah. And chutz is kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that even by chutz there's halacha mechash me'avoida la'avoida. And you see from the Mishnah now. Now the truth is like this. Rashi asks a very obvious question, and that is, again, we set this up, that even Rish Lakish, who holds in mechash me'avoida la'avoida, we said there's one case for sure he holds mechash me'avoida la'avoida. There's a case in the Torah. And that is Machshav Espigel, where the Machshav was to do an Avoida Chutz L'Zman or Chutz L'Mkoymoy. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yosi meant. Rabbi Yosi meant Ma B'Muktoshim, where you find a case of Mechash V'Me'Avoida L'Avoida. Where do you find Mechash V'Me'Avoida L'Avoida? By Pigel. Still, the halach is that you don't find ze oivet v'ze mechashev. So certainly by Chulin, where you don't even have the case of Pigel, that's the way it should be. But Rashi says that it can't be the Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah meant Pigel. You know why? Because Rabbi Yosi's lashon was Uma b'makim shemachshava peiseles b'mukdashim in akol hoylech ila achara oved. If Rabbi Yosi was referring to Pigel, he wouldn't have said machshava peiseles. He would have said machshava mefageles, because mefageles is way more serious than peiseles. Peiseles means the carbon is possible. Mefageles means if you eat from the flesh, it's Pigel. It's a way more chametig parasha. So from the fact that Rabbi Yosi's dikto kaloshin was poiseles and amifageles, he didn't mean the case of Pigel. What did he mean? Shachtu l'shma almanas lizrak damas shalei l'shma. What do you see from Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah that in the case of shalei l'shma he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of chutz he holds like Rish Lakish? Well, if that's the case, Kasha Pnimla Reish Lakish, Kasha Chutz Rabbi Yechon. But the Gemara goes right there. And the Gemara says, Bishlami Pnimla Reish Lakish like Kasha, Bishlami the case of Pnim according to Reish Lakish, I don't think it's fair. You know why? Because Homme Kami Deshamim Rabbi Yechon, Holobasa Chamim Rabbi Yechon. I mean, the Kasha from the Mishnah Reish Lakish is not so fair. Because you could always say the Reish Lakish said his halacha before. So Rashi has two pshatim had to learn Pash Pshan in this Gemara. We'll go with the first pshat. And that is, maybe Rish Lakish said his halacha before he learned the Mishnah from Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan taught Rish Lakish what he knew. So before Rabbi Yochanan taught Rish Lakish the Mishnah, Rish Lakish didn't know the Mishnah. So Rish Lakish thought that you could hold Ein Mechashven Me'avoida La'avoida even b'fnim. But Basa de Shame Mirab Yoichan on the Mishnah. Oh, there's a Mishnah. I stand corrected. I didn't realize I'm going Kineged a Mishnah. So as it relates to Reish Lakish, you could be Mechalik, Mekamed de Shame Mirab Yoichan, and that's when he said, Ein Mechajan Vay Lavoida. Hold up, Basa Shame Rab Yoichan, where Rab Yoichan taught in the Mishnah. Elochutz Kashal Rab Yoichan, but Rab Yoichan is Rab Yoichan. So Rab Yoichan knows everything you need to know. So if that's the case, how are you going to give us an answer with Rab Yoichan? So the Gemara says, who asked the Kasha? Rav Sheshes. Who Moisev Law? Who Mephatic Law? Sheshes himself gave the Terence. He said that, let's be honest, Rav Yaisa in the Mishnah didn't say a word about Mechash Me'avoid La'avoida. We backed into the Pshat. Oh, Pshita, right? But we backed into it. Because you can't take Rav Yaisa at face value. What Rav Yaisa is saying, that by Kodshim, Machshav Apostles, but by Chulin not, we know by Chulin there's something called Machshav HaPiselis, Machshav L'Shem HaVeg Dazar. Right, not a Machshav L'Shma, not a Machshav Pigle, but there is a concept of a Machshav Apostling. And that is a Machshav L'Shem HaVeg Dazar. So what did he mean when he was comparing and contrasting Machshav Apostling Kachem versus Chulin? What we said was, that what he meant was, in the Sugya, Mechashim HaVeg Dazar. But says Rav Sheshes, because it is Kasha, I think you have to say differently. The distinction that Rabbi Yosef was making in the Mishnah between Machshavas Pasulin Kachem versus Chulin. And from that distinction, deriving that Machsheves Psulois is more common when it comes to Kachem than was by Chulin, was based on something else. And that is Barbav Avodis. It's Negev the four Avodis. V'achikar. Uma b'mokin sh'machshav ha'peselis b'mukdashim. Barbav Avodis. This is Kachem 101, Ben Benoisha 101. A machshav ha'pasul when it comes to Kachem by the four Avodis Adam, shchita kabal ha'ilach hazriko. Still, ein ha'kol ha'ilach ela achara ha'ilach. This ha'ilach only the ha'ilach could have the machshav ha'ilach. S'mokin sh'im machshav ha'peselis b'chulin ela b'shtei Avodis. So when it comes to Chulin, although you find the concept of a machshav ha'pasul, but it's only by two Avodis. Certainly, the halacha should be that only the sheichet should be able to have the machshav. So what Rabbi Yosef was saying in the Mishnah had nothing to do with mechash me'avoida la'avoida. There's no kasha to Reish Lakish. There's no kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. There's no kashas at all. The distinction that Rabbi Yosef was making was that you find a chumrah in machsheves psulais in the world of kachem versus chulin as it relates to how many avoidas you could have the machshava in, and it's going to be a problem. When it comes to kachem, it's four avoidas. The four avoidas adam, shchita kabbalah ilach hazrika. When it comes to chulin, it's only two. Which two? Which two? So Rashi says, b'shchita u'bizrika. Those are the two. Why? So Rashi says, it's based on psukim. The Torah says, zoyveyach lo elihim yachra, which suggests that zvicha l'shem avoidah zarah is a thing, a bad thing, obviously. And the pasuk also says, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, yirbo atzfoysam acher maharu bal asich niskeya midam. So it's in the context of avodah zarah, bal asik niskei midam. So it's talking about zrika. So you see, shchit is a zach, and zrika is a zach. When it comes to avodah zarah, you can only add the machshava by those two things, and that was the basis for the kal v'chomer of Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara as a postscript to this discussion. Tanya kavasi de Rav Yochanan, a brayta that supports shchit is Rav Yochanan. That what mechashvin me'avodah la'avodah even b'chutz. Shoych das behemah lizrik tamal avodah zkechavim. Somebody shechted the behemah of chulin, and he did it with the intention to do a zrika avodah zarah. Lach techavah avodah zkechavim. Or to be makdal chalav and avodah zara. Beilu zivche meisim. The halacha is it zivche meisim. Period. You see clearly that even though the shechita was done not l'shem avodah zara, you only did the shechita al menas to do the zrik in the akhtar l'shem avodah zara. That in and of itself is considered a shechita l'shem avodah zara. Mechashve me'avodah la'avodah afilu b'chutz. Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yechon. Last part of the daf. Shachta va'achar kach chishe vola. What would be if a yid shechted chul? And after the Yid shechted chulin, the Yid himself had a machshava l'shem avodah zar. So again, this is all me'inyan le'inyan ba'isim, it's a different case. The case is with the Yid shechted chulin, and after he shechted, he had a mind l'shem avodah zar. Now to be clear, if a Yid shechts chulin, he has a mind l'shem avodah zar, we're not having this conversation. That's zivchei meisim, that's isuriyana. But over here, he had the machshava la'achra meisim. He had the machshava after the fact. Says the Gemara, Zehoya Maisa Bekisri. Rachmana Litzlan. This was a real story that happened. There was a butcher. He shechted, and after he shechted, he said, "You know what? I have a mind. I wanted that shechita to be l'shem avodah zarah." The story took place in Kisri. And the rabbanim that were there did not want to opine. They abstained. They didn't want to say it's asidamit. They didn't want to say it's mutter. Rav Chizda explained.
I'm going to tell you what I think the rest of the story is. Lay Amru ba Isser, they didn't want to say Isser, Mishum Kvayt the Rabbana, because of the sheet of the Rabbana. What's the sheet of the Rabbana? That we don't say that Stam Machsheves Oyve Koychavim is La Avoidas Koychavim. Therefore, they don't want to say that the Stam Machshav of this Yid, who Igloy Muslim Afreya, was Oyve Avoidas Koychavim, was Lashem. So being that the Rabbanan Chita is, the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, that you don't say Stam Machshev, so they didn't want to say Isser. But at the same time, they also didn't want to say Heter, Loi Heter, Mishum Kvoided Rabbi Eliezer, because of the covet of Rabbi Eliezer. Being that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is Stam Machshev, so to just go ahead and be Mezalzel and Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, this is something that they didn't want to do. Truth is, it's very mysterious. Mishum Kvoided and the Rabbi Eliezer, what does that even mean? First, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti doesn't look like anyone who's so sensitive to the covet of Rabbi Eliezer, when it came to Psak Halacha, right? See the Gemara in the end of Perek Nigmar Adin that talks about the final moments of the life of Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer was very disappointed that nobody gave him any kavod during the latter part of his life. And him, Mishum Kvoided Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, in a footnote in one of his Marachis, says a pshat in this that we're going to say for another day. But either way, says the Gemara, there was a real life story that took place in Kisri, where a shoychet yid shechted chuvin, and afterwards he had a mind l'shem avodas kechavim, and they didn't pass him. V'le amr v'le isav v'le hetas. Rav Chisda was living in Bavel, not in Kisri, and he's hearing this story, and he's analyzing a little bit. He says, "I'm going to tell you, I think what's going on over here. I think the rabbanan in Kisri, for whatever reason, was sensitive to the machlekes, the chachamim, and Rav Eliezer in the Mishnah in Chul Amechesam Beit, and they didn't want to be Machriya. So Mishum Kfoida, the Rabbanon, who hold that you don't say Stam Machshavus Oiv Chavim Lavoitz Chavim, said they didn't want to pask in Isser. But at the same time, Mishum Kfoida, the Rav Eliezer, who holds Stam Machshavus Oiv Chavim Lavoitz Chavim, it's for that reason they didn't want to say Isser. Now remember, this is not a Oiv Kechavim, this is a Yid, but it's a Yid that's being Oiv Lavoitz Kechavim, so obviously it's one and the same. But the Gemara says, maybe not, maybe. I don't know if this is a tushta, Rav Chisda, I don't think that could be the beer. Because Ad Kana Kami Rabbanan Hasan, it's true the Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah that you don't say Stam Machsheves Oiv Kechavim, Lavoitz Kechavim, but could be that's only Hasam El Veloy Shemana the Chashim. That's only when, as far as we know, he never had a Machshav of the Shem of the Zara. Abel Hacha the Shemana the Chashim. But over here, where after the Yid Shechted, he said clearly that I have a mind the Shem of the Zara. Well, then Hoychiach Soifai Al Chilasai. So now this is not Stam anymore. I did it after the fact. True, but it's not Stam. It's not like doing it b'shas ma'isa, but it's also not Stam. So I don't necessarily know if you can tell through the sheet of the Chachamim over here. Inami, and alternatively, you can go the other way as well. Because I'd kind of come a Rebbe Eliezer awesome. Even Rebbe Eliezer who said in our Mishnah that the Stam Machshava of Oyvei Chachamim is Avodas Chachamim could be that's El Agabe Oyvei Chachamim. It could be that's only by a real Oyvei Chachamim. This Stam Machshava is Oyvei Chachamim, Avodas Chachamim. Avodas Yisrael, that Rashi says, who has a Cheskes Kashas, amazing thing. That even though when the Yid shechted, a minute later, a second later, he said, we give him the benefit of the doubt. That at the time that he was shechting, that's not what he was thinking. A second later, nichnas by ruach shtos, and he decided that this is what he wants to do. But the point is, as the Gemara, it's not a tzushtal. So the Rabbanan is not a perfect tzushtal, Rabbi Eliezer is not a perfect tzushtal. So to suggest Rav Chisda that that's the rest of the story, it seems a little bit far-fetched. I don't think the tzushtal teshitas Rabbanan is a good tzushtal, because Rabbanan only said it's stam here. There's a cheshbin that he did have the machshava afterwards, and the tzushtal Rabbi Eliezer said it by a guy, and say it by a yid. So I don't think that it's a perfect elam. Rav Shizbi was there. And Rav Shizbi said, let me take another attempt of explaining what was going on in that story. Right? This is a fascinating little episode where the Yidin and Bavel are told about some story that took place in Kisri, and they're trying to figure out what might the Maisa Shahaya have really been. So Rav Shizbi said, I'm going to tell you what I think it was. The reason he didn't say Heter was Mishum Kfoide Rav Shum Gamliel. Now notice, he didn't say why Le Amru by Isser. So for that, we already are going to have to look into Rishayim. But Rav Shizbi said, Le Amru by Heter, not because of Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, it was Le Amru by Heter Mishum Shitas Rav Shum Gamliel. So who's this Rav Shum Gamliel? So that's going to be from here and come out until the Mishnah. But before that, Rashi just gives us a little bit of a sneak preview, just to be able to even go weiter. Rashi says, Rav Shum Gamliel, the Amr Echiach Soifi Al Tchilase. We're going to see now, Rav Shum Gamliel has a Shita, that there's something called Soifai could be Mechiach Al Tchilase. That even if I don't know in real time what a person's thinking,
But if he shows his cards a little bit later, we don't just assume that that's what he was thinking later. But what he was thinking later is a giloy on what he was thinking earlier. This falls into the world of Lamafreya, to the world of Yesh Breira, right? There's a lot of sugyas that deal with things like this. But there's a concept, and it's Shitas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, said Rav Shizvi, who holds Mechiach Sofi al Tchilasai, and the reason that the Chachamim didn't want to be matter was because of a sensitivity to Shitas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Being that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel had a Shita that so they felt that if this yid shechted, even though we didn't shecht l'shem avodah zarah, but if afterwards he said, yeah, mishum kfoidei de Rav Shimon Gamliel, this is something we need to be sensitive to. And the Gemara now says, hi, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Who is this Rav Shimon Gamliel? Where do we find Rav Shimon Gamliel in Shas that holds Hechiach Soifei Al Tchilasa? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gittin. Is Rav Shimon Gamliel a Masechtes Gittin? The Tanami learned in the Mishnah, Bar Yisham, Kis Vagat Ishi. So this was a person that was healthy. And he said, one day, write a get for my wife. Just mamish out of the blue, says the Mishnah, Ratzel Lesachikba. We assume that this husband is just playing, quote unquote, with his wife. Rashi says, what does that mean? He's playing with his wife, so the Mela, he's saying, write a get to my wife. So Rashi says that, you know, back in the day, if people would go on a business trip, you know, you would end up in Perika Isha Rabba as, you know, maybe one of the stories that go down the Dairis. You know, you could always become a part of history. Every woman whose husband left the house was a Safek Aguna on some level. So what the husbands would very often do is the husbands would write a get, a la Tanai, because like this, she knows that if he doesn't show up, she'll be able to get married. Or by the way, sometimes they would do it because she shouldn't fall a Yibam. But the bottom line is that it was not so uncommon for a man to just give a get to his wife, not because he wants to divorce her, but simply because of preventing some sort of catastrophe in the future. Right, what's the perfect example for that? Right, there's a concept of people when they put themselves in vulnerable situations, they would prepare themselves, and one of the things they did was, is they would write a get to their wife. But the point is, if somebody says, kisfu gat le'ishti, we assume that he was just trying to placate his wife. What's the point? The point is, the Sofer can't go and take the get and actually give it to his wife. When would the Sofer be able to take the get and give it to his wife? If he would say, kisfu tnu get l'ishti, he said tnu, then that's not he's playing games. He means business. So if he just says kisfu, then we'd say rotzel l'sachik. But if he says tnu, ananda de maisa, says the Mishnah. Maisa, I'll tell you a real life story that supports this idea. Bibari, there was a healthy person. Sha'amma kisfu get l'ishti. He said kisfu get l'ishti. Va'olo l'gag. He went to the roof. V'nafal, he fell. U'meisa, and he died. Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Reb Shimon Gamliel paskin. This is the maisa that supports the halacha. Im me'atzmei nafal. If rachmano litzlan. He fell me'atzmei. Meaning he jumped off the roof. Ha'reiz a get. The halacha is the get's going to be a get. Meaning we assume that when he said kisfu, he meant to give it, because he wanted his wife to be divorced and not to be an almana, probably not to fall a yibam. The raya ended up killing himself right afterwards. The imma ruach dachsoi, but if this was an accident, ain't a get, it's not going to be a get. This is a Mishnah. Vavina ba, the Gemara asked the kash on this Mishnah. Maisa lister. You're telling me halacha, and then you're bringing a story which is supposed to support the halacha, and it actually contradicts the halacha. How so? The halacha was, ha-barish amar kisfu get l'ishti ratzel l'sachikba. Period. There's no qualifications. We don't say if he went to the roof and it was windy, it wasn't windy. This is the halacha. Then you tell me a psak, a maisa that happened to Rav Shimon Gamliel, where it depended. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, if he was nafal me'atzmo yazoi, and if not, not. So if there's a distinction to be had in the halacha, then when the Mishnah presented the halacha, should have presented it with a distinction. The Mishnah presented the halacha with no distinction, and then in the Maisa, the psak of Reb Shimon Gamliel is with a distinction. So it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, Chsurim Mechzer Vachitan. There's no choice. You have to do reconstructive surgery on the Mishnah. You have to read the Mishnah like this. Habari shama kisfu gad l'ishti ratzel l'sachikba. And here we go, fight. Im oichiach soifei al tchilasoi. Hareiz again. If, however, he does something afterwards, which is moichiach, that, you know what, he probably wasn't just being l'sachikba, he probably meant business unbeknownst to us. Well then, hareiz again. And even though he never said tnu, he only said kisfu, the soifer, whoever it is, the Aiden would be able to go ahead and give the get. Umaisanami, I'll bring you a story where you see moichiach soifei al tchilasoi. Bibari shama kisfu gad l'ishti va'olo l'gag v'nafal umeis. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, im me'atzma female fell, if he fell by himself, he'd raise a get. V'maruach dachsa yena get. But what do you see from here? We need one thing from this. We're not going to get in there. We need one thing. Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel is meichiach soifi al tchilasi. Where did he say it? He said it in Gittin. Where a man went, he said kisfu get, but he didn't say tenu. If afterwards it's this virus that he meant to really give the get, then we say that even though he didn't say tenu, he meant to say tenu, and that loch is the get's going to be a get. So, said Rav Shizbi, could be that's what went on in the story. The reason that the Chachamim didn't want to be matter was Mishum Kfoidai the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That being the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds Mechiach Soifi Al Tchilasai, and over here was Mechiach Soifi Al Tchilasai, that what? That really he had a, did a Shechit L'Shem Avay Dazar, and a Shechit L'Shem Avay Dazar is Israel. No, that's why they didn't want to be matter. But the Gemara says, V'dul Mashani Hasam, I don't think it's a Tushta. The Amar Kisfu, over there, even though it's true, there's an element of Mechiach Soifi Al Tchilasai, but there was something that happened in real time. He said Kisfu. He just didn't say Tenu. When the Shechit Yisrael shechted the Chulin in real time, he did it with all the right kavanas. Afterwards, he said what he said. Where there's no evidence of anything amiss in real time, Lav Dafke, even Reb Shimon Gamliel would say, Achir, Soifi Al Tchilasai. I don't think that's a good sushta, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel. Elam Ravina. Ravina said, let me tell you what Reb Shizvi meant. Mishum Kfoidi Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Hacha. A different Reb Shimon Gamliel. Tanya ben Noitin Abraisa. Hakoisev nechasav le'acherim. If somebody writes over all his assets to somebody else, Ali Yiddish Kindlech Gezork. But somebody goes one day and he says, Hakoisev nechasav le'acherim. V'hayu ben avadim. And this person, amongst all his nechasim, sounds like he had a real diverse portfolio. One of the things that he had was, is he had avadim. Amr Allah. And this person, who is the recipient, said, E'ef shibahen. He's a moralist. He doesn't want the avadim. He wants everything else. He wants the real estate. He wants everything else. He just doesn't want the avadim. So the halacha is like this. If this second guy, the recipient, the beneficiary, the man who just won the lottery, if this person was a kayin, the halacha is these avadim could eat truma. The reason is because even if he says, I don't want the avadim, too bad. You have to take it. We're forcing him to take it. Which, by the way, is Mechusar Avana. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, no way. If he says that I don't want it, what does this mean? Says Akrashi, it means that the Matana never crossed, so that even if the Noisa Matana died, it's still not going to go to the Makabal Matana, it's going to go to his Yarsha. But the bottom line is, the Matana does not go over. So we have here interesting Machloikis Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel. If somebody gives over all his Nechasim to somebody, the person says, I'm willing to take, I just don't want the Avodim. According to the Tanakama, too bad. You have to take the Avodim. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, if he doesn't want it, he doesn't have to take it. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbeinu Ba, the Bnei Yeshiva, they analyzed this Braisa, and they said, the Tanakama, what's Pashupshah in Tanakama? How could he hold if the person screaming on top of his lungs that he does, he's on top of his rayah, he doesn't want it. There's no way in the world you should be able to force him to take it. Oh, my rabbis, the rabbis said, V'tame Rabbi Yechanan, and some say it was Rabbi Yechanan, and that said it. Let me explain to you what's going on. If this person from the onset was saying, I don't want the avadim, Lincoln freed the slaves, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want the avadim. Everybody agrees he's not going to. If the person says, Yavadim, I can use a few extra sets of hands in the kitchen, and he says, I'm going to take it. And then afterwards he said, you know something, I didn't mean it, I didn't want it. He was a besoif tzaveach. To go down the way, the con, everybody agrees. Too bad. Keep pleading. What's the machloikish? Zik aloy al yedei achar. Where the person who gave the matana, right, gave it to somebody else. He gave it to a third person. So somebody goes over, just visualize this, to a third person, right? He says, I have good news and bad news. The good news is, I'm taking all my nechasa, I'm giving it to you. The bad news is, you're taking it as a shliach for somebody else, right? You're not really being zoich in it. That's what happened over here. So the case is where you gave it to one person to be zoich on behalf of somebody else. Okay. And the recipient, the real person who was supposed to get it was Shasak, he didn't say one word. And then later, when he got the shtar maton in his own hand, Savach, then he started crying. Says the Gemara, Tanakama Savar. The Tanakama, again, we got the case. Digress there for a second. The case is where the Noisin Matana gave the Shtar Matana to a third person. But the real recipient was standing there. He didn't say one word. But when he got the Shtar Matana in his hand, that's when he mamish went ballistic. He went bonkers. And he's not taking the avod. So the Gemara says, Tanakama holds Midrashasa, being that he was quiet when the Noisne Matana gave it to the middleman, Koninu. At that point, he was koinet. V'haydakot Sovach. And now that he's screaming, he's being chayzer, well, guess what? You can't be chayzer. It's not something you have the option to do. Rav Shimon Gamliel saw, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Eichiach soifei al tchilosoi. We say that Eichiach soifei al tchilosoi, v'hod aloid savach me'ikara. And the reason he didn't scream earlier is savach, because he yelled, kiliyos liyot, that my ass. I'll scream when it's time to scream. Don't worry, guys shouldn't shy. And not to worry, you'll hear from me before the story ends. But I'm going to scream now, right now, it's in his head. Wait, when it comes to me, that's when I'm going to scream. I'll make my noise. I have no feeling. But the bottom line is, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, the way the Bnei Yeshiva explained it, that the yisoid of why the halacha is that if he wants to scream later, he has the right to do it. Because even though he was shasak when he received the matana, but there's a concept of hechiach soifai altchilasai, hechiach soifai altchilasai, Amrina, the bottom line is, you see clearly that the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is, there's something called that see, he was shasak in real time. He did nothing. He didn't show anything. Okay. He probably wants these avodim, right? But at the same time, when he savach later, there's an idea that he was megala what really was going on in his mind. Said Ravina, this is Pshat in the Maisa. Pshat in the Maisa is, the reason in Kisri they didn't want to be makel is Mishum Kfoy de Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because even though the Sheikh didn't have any machshava pesu, as far as we know, at the time that he shechted. But being that afterwards he did, so hechiach soifay al tchilasay in the world of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Mishum Kfoy de Rav Shimon Gamliel, they were quiet. So the Rishonim discuss, okay, so that explains why they didn't want to be makel. So why weren't they just machmer, like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So if you're sensitive to the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, be machmer like the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Pasha, you could say, because it sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel is Das Yochid, right? The Chachamim or Achaylik with him in that price of Akosef Nechasov La'achirim V'hoyim B'hem Avad. So it could be being sensitive to both shitas. But the Rishonim speak out, all the Rishonim say this. One extra knage, and that is that it could be that even though it's true, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that there's something called a Chiyach Soifei Al Tchilasai, but there's very stark a makom to say that when it comes to an Avera, when it comes to a Yid, and being choshed him as being an Eved Avodah Zarah, it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes, right, it is what it is, but we judge a person Basheru Sham, and to say on a Yid, who as far as we know, was an upgehit in a Yid, and then later he sinned, could be a, for that already, so even though it's true, if we're sensitive to Shitas Reb Shimon Gamliel, but the Rishonim say that it's even Reb Shimon Gamliel alone that I'm not so sure. And therefore, to say Isser based on the Chiyach Soifei HaTchilasai, it's not only the Bali Plukta Reb Shimon Gamliel that they were being sensitive to. It was Reb Shimon Gamliel Gufa that they were being sensitive to. Regardless, this concludes the story. So just some postscripts related to today's daf. I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Rav Yehuda stands in the name of Shmuel, Alach Reb Yosi. Going back to our Mishnah, that Alach is like Reb Yosi, which means what? We don't even say Shamati Shabai Mafak. A story. Hanutaya. There were these Arab merchants, the Asu Litzikunya. They came to a place called Tzikunya. Yov Dichri, the Tabche Israel. They gave their Elin, their male sheep, to Jewish butchers. Shmaka Rashi. Rashi says the Yishma'ilim are also Nizar and Shchita. So because the Yishma'ilim are Nizar and Shchita, so they figured they'll get their animals shachut the way they needed shachut. So they go to the Jewish butchers, and Amruluhu, this is what they told them. Dama v'tarba l'didan. We want the blood, and we want the chelev. Mishcha u'bisra l'didchu. You could take the skin, and you could even take the basar. So even though Rashi says they needed a sheichet, but they didn't need a sheichet for the basar, because they were actually giving the basar to the yidden. What they wanted was the dama and the tarba. Now, what were they going to do with the dama and the tarba? They were going to use the lavei dazar, right? That's what they wanted, the blood and the fats. If they wanted the meat, they wanted steak. But that's not what it was for. They wanted the dam, and they wanted the tarba. So the Gemara says, Sholcha Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masel lekami de Rav Yosef, ki hai gav namai. What's the halacha? Could the yid, who's getting to keep the meat, and he shechted it, so that we know the shechita was a kasher shechita, would he be able to keep this? So the Gemara says, Shal Achlei, he sent him, Hachiyam Rav Yehuda Mashmul, halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. So if the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, so there's no question you want to eat it. Meaning, because even in the worst case scenario, that these Yishmaelim were having in mind at the time, the Yid was shechting it, that they're going to take the dam and the tarba for their avodah zarah. It doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there, because at the end of the day, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya L'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya asked Rav Ashi, L'Rav Eliezer, according to Rav Eliezer, that holds that stam machsheves oved koychavim lavodas koychavim. Additionally, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that if somebody shechts for a guy, even if the guy is only a minority partner, so to speak, in the animal, he has the chatzar kovid shalom. The halacha is this whole shechit is possible. Because stam machsheves oved koychavim lavodas koychavim, the oved is a mechashiv, and as a result, the little bit of ownership that he has throws this whole thing off. So Rabbi Acha Breda Rav Avya asked Rav Ashi, what would be, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if it was Yov Leizuzel Tabach Yisrael, if a guy would give a zuz to a Tabach Yisrael, and the reason he gave him the zuz was because he's going to want a piece of meat. My, what's the halacha? Do we say that now the whole animal is going to be possible because he had a machshav al avodah zarah, because stam machshav is oivik kacham al avodah kacham? What's the shayla? What's the shayla? Why not? I mean, he's a shutif, right? He's buying it. So Rashi says that it could be shutif. This only means when you're a shutif in the actual animal. So for example, a yid and a goy go to the shuk together and they buy an animal. Or, Rashi's other example is, where a goy owned an animal and he sells it to the yid, chutz from the chatzar kovet shalom. So over there, he's an owner in the guf animal. But when the yid bought the animal by himself, and now you're just giving me money to get some steak in the animal, right? Pun intended. To get some steak in the animal, it could be over there, it's going to be different. Or maybe not. That was the shayla. Amalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya, Chazinon, we look at the situation. E inishal lomohu. If the guy who bought it is a tough guy, deloy matzi madchile, where if the yid says, you know something, I don't want to give you meat, take your money back, or take something else. Aser, then it's aser. If he can't be doichin, then he owns a real bailus, it's going to be aser. And if not, reishnech fahar. Amalei, you could tell him, your head and your mountain. So don't try this at home. I mean, unless maybe if the guy's really not an inishalama. But basically tell him, here's your head, there's the mountain, knock your head in the mountain. And whatever, let me know how it goes. But the bottom line is, report back, please. Rinse and repeat 3 times a day for a week. See how you feel. But the bottom line is that, says the Gemara, it's really totally if he's a tough guy or not. It's interesting how the toughness of the Eivik Echavim is going to dictate what the halach is. Now, the emphasis is a big Rashi over here. Because Rashi says, oh, it's totally if he's a tough guy. To me, it's totally in Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. It's totally in how an Eivik Echavim is Koinim Metalfalin. So for that already, Ayin Rashi, it's beyond the scope of today's daf. Ayin Shom. So the emphasis is like this. Today's daf was a real kachim de gadaf, and we can really drill into some kachim. But I think, you know, the daf was so intense the last several days. So just to end with one very, very light note, extremely light, leaving the raid on the table. And it's light related really to yesterday's daf. So what was the lightest part of yesterday's daf? I think it was where Shmuel met the Talmidim of Rav. Amar Lohu, and he told him, "My Amar Rav Misukenes." What did Rav say regarding a Misukenes? Amar Lohu, they told him, "Hachi Amar Rav." I'll tell you what Rav said regarding a Behemah Misukenes. Goya v'etila rei v'kishkisha ba'azna hareza perchas. Amar Lohu, so Shmuel said, "It's trichale la Abba la zuzei oini." But Abba, Rav held that you need to see so much life by a Sheikhet Misukenes that the animal actually has to move its ear. Sha'ani Yomer, I hope kol. Is already considered a sign of life. As long as it's not something that's a sign of death, by process of elimination, any movement, as subtle as it might be, that in of itself is going to be okay. And we mentioned that Tosfos says that really the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is the machlokes the Tana Kamma, who's either Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel, depending on which girsa you prefer, and the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amidah. But Shmuel told the Talmidim of Rav, it's trichale la Abba, la zuzei oini, does Abba hold that you need so much? Shmuel referred to Rav as Abba. Rashi says, that why did Shmuel refer to Rav as Abba? I mean, he's known as Rav. So, dehele gerashi, l'rav habikara le Shmuel hachi, mishum kavet. Shmuel used to refer to Rav as Abba out of respect. So we know Abba is a lashon of respect. people call their father, Abba. But once upon a time, even a rabbi of Chashivas would be referred to as Abba. Abba Shal, right? You find the word Abba mentioned several times in Shas and given as a title, a moniker, to a lot of the Chashiva Amirai. So you find the concept of Abba, and when Shmuel referred to Rabbi as Abba, he was doing a Mishum Kvaita. Taisa says, I think it's just the opposite. I think that the reason Shmuel referred to Rav as Abba is probably because that was his real name. In fact, Rav is known as Rav out of respect, out of kavod. And really, that's why throughout Shas, it's always Rav. And the reason it's always Rav is because Mishum Kvaydai, this is what we refer to him. Who's the only person that you would think could refer to Rav by his real name? It's Shmuel. His chavrusa, his Talmud chaver, right? Someone is Bal Plukta, his nemesis in Shas, right? Somebody who was so close to him. So I think it's just the opposite. I think Rav's real name, Zok Toisvis, was Abba, and that's why it's Davka Shmuel that you find is referring to Rav as Abba. Emesis, when Toisvis brings this, he doesn't say this on his own, he brings it in the name of the Aruch, and that's why, if you take a look at all the Meine Historia of Klal Yisrael, from the, say, the Hadoiris, to the Deiris HaRishonim, to the Sefer HaYuchsin, and everybody in between. Rav's name always goes down as being Abba. In fact, if you're looking to say the Hadoiris, and you want to see the biography on Rav, so don't look on the Reish, you have to look on the Aleph. It's right in the beginning. Abba. Abba Aricha, he was very tall, and he's known as Abba Aricha, but the bottom line is, Tosfos quoting the Aruch says that you want to know what Rav's real name was. Rav's real name was Abba. So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos why Shmuel referred to Rav as Abba. According to Rashi, it was Mishum Kvoidoi. According to Tosfos, B'Shem the Aruch, it's because that was his name. So here's the question. According to Rashi, that Shmuel referred to Rav as Abba Mishum Kvoidoi. So what was Rav's real name? What was his name? He's referred to Rav, because he's Rav. He's referred to Abba, Mishum Kvaydai. So what is his name? According to Tosfos, his name is Abba, he's known as Rav. According to Rashi, Abba is a Toyar. So what is Rav's name? This is the question that we are pondering today. As I found in the Sefer Lecheikah Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud. This is one of the Svarim of Hagoyin Agod Rav Reuven Margolis. So, tucked away in the end of one of his pieces, he asks this question. According to Rashi, what was Rav's real name? And you know what he says Rav's real name was? He says he believes that according to Rashi, Rav's real name was Rav. He says, now you're going to look at me and you're going to tell me that where did you ever find in your life an Amor whose name is Rav? He says, I'm going to tell you. There's a Gemara Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that mentions an Amor whose name was Rav Bar Shva. So there's a major Shoichet Toivin Perik Tes that talks about someone whose name was Rav Brei de Shmuel. In Mesechtes Psochem Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara mentions Rav Acha Barav, and that's not the famous Rav's son, Rav Acha. In Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, there's a Rami Barav. Bottom line, says Rabbi Margolis, there are many places in Shas where you find people whose name is Rav, and it's not referring to the Rav. Now, we always assume that the Rav was called Rav because he was Rav in Shul Kol B'nei Hagoyla. That's why he's referred to as Rav. Of Azokar Rumma goes a mistake, because there's klar that there were Amayram who had the name Rav. So I hold that according to Rashi, that Abba was a Lashon of Kovid, so what was Rav's real name? His name was probably Rav. And by the way, you'll tell me they refer to Rav as Rav. Actually makes a lot of sense, because they refer to Shmuel as Shmuel. Shmuel didn't have any Tayar. It's not Reb Shmuel. He was known as Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, it makes a lot of sense that Rav would be known by his name, just like Shmuel was known by his name. And it makes so much sense also, because if Rav in Rashi's world is really Rav and Shul Kol B'nei Hagoyla, so does it make sense that Shmuel Meloshim Kovid would refer to Rav instead of known as Rav, you'd refer to him as Abba? That's a downgrade. If Rav means as the Rebbe from Klal Yisrael, so you're calling me Abba? Every kid calls his father Abba, Bivrit. So what kind of a Kovid is that? That's not Kovid, that's a tremendous downgrade. The Teretz is because Rav was his name, and when Shmuel referred to Rav as Abba, he's upgrading him, he's not downgrading him. And you're gonna tell me, why would he have a Tayar? Well, why didn't Shmuel ever tell you? You can tell me, would you ever find the name Rav in your life? I'm going to tell you where you found the name Rav in your life. You found it all these different Amiram that were called Rav. Fascinating. But there's always a punchline where Rabbi Margolis. He says, I think I have a starker raya to this. And it's from a Yerushalmi. In Mesechtes Erevin, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Dal. The Gemara over there is discussing halachis related to a koira and a lechi. This is some real Erevin. And the Gemara tells a maisa. Rab ozalachad asar. Rab went to a certain city. Chamachad mavi sharisa belechi. And he saw that there was a mavoi, and this mavoi had a lechi, and based on that lechi, they were being matarit. So Rav took a stick, and he hit it, and it fell down. And he said, based on this, this is not a kosher lechi, this is not a kosher mavoi. Amalei Rav Chuna, not Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Chuna. So Rav Chuna told Rav, he said, Dikla Koyim. He says that I know that even though you knocked down this lechi, it didn't have the ability to stand, but there's still a dekel over there, and the dekel still suffices as being a lechi. Amalei. So Rav turns to Rav Chuna. And he tells him, "Einoy derav chuna chat gabe, the einoy derav lessin on gabe." He said, "Einoy derav chuna gabe, Rav Chuna, you saw the dekel, and you think that I didn't see the dekel? I also saw the dekel, but I feel lucky. I hold that it's still going to be a problem." Rav turns to Rav Chuna, and he speaks to him in third person. Einoy derav chuna gabe, the einoy derav lessin on gabe. Zok Rav Ruvim Margolis. If Rav was known as Rav, because he was Rav and Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla, how can he say that about himself? What Rav is talking about himself, oh, Yusuf and me? Rav and Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla didn't see it? Elamai. He says, I think this is a shtick or riot to my idea. And that is that you want to know what Rav's real name was. Rav's real name was Rav. And that's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos B'Shem D'Aruch. Rashi holds that Rav's name was Rav. He was called Abba Mishum Kovet. Tosfos B'Shem D'Aruch holds just the opposite. His name was Abba Aricha. And the reason he was called Rav because he was Rav and Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. I just had one ha'ara. And that is, there's a Rashi Mesechtes Beyah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskel V'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Says Rashi, the kasha de Rav ad Rav Chanan. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, not a Rav Chuna, Rav Chanan, a kasha de Rav Chanan on something Rav said. So usually you have a Meir says something, you want to ask a kasha, you ask for something, a Tana said, you ask for something, a Meir said. So Rashi, the afagaf de Rav Amir, even though Rav was an Amir, who maksha mine, we ask from him, mepnei she Rav and shal kol b'nei agoyla hoya b'doyer chus mishmul. Because he was Rav and shal kol b'nei agoyla with the exception of Shmul. Bother me this Rashi. It's a mefurish Rashi. Maybe. That Rashi holds that Rav was, where did Rashi get that? That Rav is Rav and Shal, it's a funny lashon. He was Rav and Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. Probably because he was Rav and Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. The truth is, there's a Rashbam in the Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Dibra Maschel of the Rashbam is Abba. So the Rashbam, Abba, Rav, Kacho Yishmon. Rav's name was Abba. Kidikari Le B'Shchita Schulen. Abba Aricha, Domina Man Reish Sidra Bebabel Abba Aricha, Vamina Mimasachtes, neither Rav Aruch Bedarihoi. Hi, the Korolei Rav. So if his name was Abba, why is he called Rav? Zokter Ashbam, Kemoisha Koirin, the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe, Be'eretz Yisrael, Korolei Nami Bebabel Rav. That the name Rav was like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's Rav and Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. It's for that reason that he was called Rav. Bechem Motsasi Besefer Aruch Hamuva Beroimo. And he said, yeah, I found this in Sefer Aruch, which came from Rome. Interesting. But he said, I found this in the Sefer Aruch, that this is the way it is. So the Rashbam says, Mefurish, that the name Rav, that Rav got, was similar to the name Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi got. It came from being Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. I remember many years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I had the schus to visit Agoyin Rav David Yoyah Weishlita. It was the first time that I met him. So I prepared something based on Megadim Chadashim, Kumbuvin, and in the middle I was saying how Rav was called Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla, and I told him, I think it's a Rashbam in Chesk Sabatim, in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. And on the spot, he told me, it's an Ishmael Rashbam, it's a Rashi. Rashi in Beya, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Rashi says Mefurish that he was Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla, Chutz Mishmo. And what's the Cheshbin? The Cheshbin is because Rashi L'Chair is playing on the word Rav. Where else did Rashi get this idea of him being Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla? Aval Lefi, this raid from Rav Ruvim Margolis, Rav's name was not Rav because Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. His name was Rav because Yikar Shmoy Yisrael, Rav, Ben, right? That was the name that he got by his bris. His name was Rav, just like Rav Bar Shva and Rav Breit Rav Acha and some other Ravs that you find throughout Shas.
And this is Shitas Rashi. If that's the case, you would have to say that maybe Rashi is just like a play on words a little bit. But Rashi doesn't mean as though like, the Rashbam says it, but the Rashbam is quoting the Aruch. In the Aruch, his name is Abba. Why is he called Rav? Same way Rabbi Yehuda is known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's the same exact thing. But Rashi l'shitas l'chulun l'mechesem et al. The way Rabbi Margolis was masbrit with his charifas, with a little bit of a raya from Yerushalmi and Perek Aleph and Mesech Tzeirivin, what would emerge is that Rashi, this is more like a pun, but not that Rav's name is Rav because he's Rabbi Shekhov Bnei Agoyla. Rashi threw in, he's Rabbi Shekhov Bnei Agoyla. Vayukarish might be Yisrael Rav, but the real reason he was known as Rav is maybe simply because his name was Rav. Also, he's the one person who's known as Rav. I mean, even though his name is Rav, but say they're like Reb Chaim, but you know, there's a lot of Reb Chaims, but there's such a musig of he's the Rav with the Hey Ayadi, and it could be there's like a knach there of Rav Shekhov Bnei Agoyla, but the Emes, his name was Rav. Bottom line is, we're walking away with a machloikis. What's the machloikis? Rashi and Tosfos. What's the machloikis? Rashi and Tosfos? Just push it on the bio of Rav. According to Rashi, Rav's name was Rav. His biological name was Rav. He was known as Abba Mishum Kvodai. According to Tosfos B'Shem the Aruch, it's just the opposite. His name was Abba, and he was known as Rav because he was Rabin Shekhov Bnei Agoyla, Ayin, Rashi, Beya, Daf Tes, Amid Aleph, Fain Rashbam, Bava Basra, Daf Nun, Beis, Amid Aleph.